B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
We were just talking about that teacher who wrote WTF. What is this on a kid's paper? And like the mother got all mad. Like, oh my God, WTF, a swear. My children has never heard a swear. You got to get in trouble for that. So people are calling up with things they did that were things they did as a teacher or that their teachers did to them that were like... A little bit worse than the WTF thing. What do you got there?
We got Zalima messaged us on Facebook and said her teacher used to give her cigarettes in the seventh grade in Nashua. She said she's still very sweet. I still keep in contact with her. We locked her out of the class, flipped her off, and she still spoiled us. Shout out to Miss Barbara Riley.
Wow. Oh, no, you just put a business out there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. She's retired.
Right.
Right. Martin used to be a teacher. Go ahead, Martin.
The kids used to throw the trash around at other kids, and I would pick up that student and put them in the big trash can.
See?
What?
See?
And then also, if I was that teacher that wrote the WTF, I would have just said, where are the facts? Like, where's the facts?
You could be like, mother, you're jumping to conclusions there. It's where are the facts? I love him. He's used to be a teacher. Now he's getting it. He's like, I can't get in trouble now. I threw kids in the trash. What are you going to do to me?
Oh, my God.
Brandon, what happened to you?
Back in seventh grade, the teacher, whenever you didn't do your homework, he would go to the closet, put on a bicycle helmet, and give you a little headbutt.
What?
Hey, get your homework done.
Oh,
I believe it. I'm telling you.
Kids what, concussions. Wow.
Your teacher never headbutted you, Pebbles?
Yeah, no, no. I went to Catholic school, so I couldn't see the nuns
headbutting you.
Mario tweeted us real quick at GetUp Crew 969. He said he had a teacher that if you were acting up in class, you would go to the cage that he built with desk boards.
That's classic.
Oh, my God.
I kind of like this.
Sheldon.
Yes, sir.
Wow, Leroy, if you thought your teacher wanted to get with you, listen to Sheldon's story. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel kind of naive at the fact now I'm talking about it. But so back in just like high school, middle school, whatever. So close to the end of the year, like my teacher, she was taking like special care of me, bought me lunch. But this one day, I probably just get the lotion. She made my legs ashy. So she lotioned my legs. For me.
She lotioned his leg.
Yeah.
Not let me get the lotion.
She lotioned me.
She lotioned his ashy legs.
That's a little disturbing.
She was beautiful. It's not beautiful, so she was good looking. She lotioned your legs, and you said what? Thank you?
I was kind of speechless. I was lost. Like I said, I was naive.
Yeah.
I wish she was one of the teachers that actually slept with me. I wanted to be that student.
Okay.
This is... What? I feel sick to my stomach.
Hey, it happens. I remember my senior year. We went to some island over here in the harbor or whatever. And my teacher, man, female teacher, man, I was cold.
Yeah.
Man, she put a jean jacket around me and held me close. Yeah. And that wasn't right. The more I think about it, like, man, teachers out here are wild, man.
Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.